Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Amen. To God be the glory. Happy New Year to all of those who are here. Amen. Just want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I tell you, it's going to be a great year. We're excited. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to a great year. Looking forward to God doing some wonderful things this year, some awesome things. Amen. I tell you, God is going to get the glory out of our lives in every single situation on this year. And all we have to do is submit ourselves to Him and allow Him to have His way. In other words, we have to let go and let God have His way. Amen. God bless you. Welcome, Apostle. Good to see you. Amen. I'm signing on to Blog Talk Radio right now because I'm on two platforms. But it's a blessed day. I'm telling you, I feel blessed. Amen. Thank you for the props. Good to see you on today. We're going to be sharing today about losing weight. This year, amen, losing weight for the new year. Now, that's the title I put out there, losing weight for the new year. But how many of you know that it's all about being healthy? It's all about being healthy for the kingdom of God so that we can do the work that God called us to do. Amen. I'm ready to be better this year than I was last year. I said, I'm ready. I'm ready to be better this year than I was last year. Now, Coach Apostle, I see you coming in and out. And I saw that same pattern on last week. Is Blab kicking you out? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay, oh, if you click, then it goes and takes you somewhere else. I'm just really learning this platform, but it's a powerful platform. And, okay. Oh, if you click too quickly, it shuts off. Okay, awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. So we're going to get started with the broadcast. We're only going to be here for an hour today. I'm going to start recording, resume recording again. Welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. And today we're going to be sharing about shedding those extra pounds, shedding the extra weight. It's not just about losing weight, though. It's about shedding the weight and the sin that so easily besets us. We have to get fit in 2016, get fit for the master's use. You know, this is the year. This is the year of no more excuses. This is the year of us being, doing, and having everything that God called us to be, do, and have. But the thing about that is that we can't do it if we're overweight. We can't do it if we're carrying around a lot of excess weight. God bless you and welcome. Welcome, Jamie Lee. God bless you and welcome to Woman with Pastor Rebecca today. We're talking about shedding those extra pounds. We're talking about losing the weight. We're talking about losing the weight, physical weight primarily, and then all of the excess emotional and spiritual weight that keeps us bogged down and keeps us from moving forward to be, do, and have everything that God has called us to be, do, and have. I don't know about you, but I'm tired and sick and tired of being sick and tired. No more sluggishness. No more not feeling like doing things. See, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just get to the point where I don't feel like doing anything because I'm so tired in my body. My body is not letting me do the things that I want to do. And what we did a month ago on the 1st of December is I started losing the pounds. I made up my mind that I was going to lose the pounds. I got on the scale and I weighed in at 235 pounds. Now I'm 5'10". So, you know, I'm a brick house. I'm well put together, very well put together. I carry my weight well, but the thing about it is my clothes were getting too tight, and I was just feeling sluggish. I was not feeling good, and I didn't like the extra fat that was just beginning to accumulate on my face and around my waist. So I said, enough, enough. And I see Apostle Dana, Coach Dana, said the same thing. Yes, I did a periscope on being tired emotionally and how sometimes we have to do it tired. Yes, yes. And you know that feeling of being, I don't know, you said, I know that feeling, maybe the feeling of being tired of being tired. You know, yes, we have to do it tired. I have, I pastor a church. We founded our church 10 years ago in 2006. In 2006, my husband and I started New Creation Christian Ministries right here in our living room, right in this house that we live in, that the Lord blessed us with. And we started the church in our living room. From our living room, we moved over to a location, a commercial property in Elizabeth, and now we're in a church building in Hillside. We don't own the building yet. We're in a multi-congregational building, but for 10 years, 26 weeks of the year, I preach. And not only did I preach at the church, but I preached out because I do a lot of women's conferences. I go out and I preach conferences. And now we're preaching relationship conferences. I'll be preaching on this weekend at a relationship conference. So there's so much that God has for us to do. But let me tell you, I did a lot of that overweight. I looked back at my calendar and I saw on my weight chart, I have a weight chart on here. It's called, let me share that with you. I have a weight chart called Simple Weight Recorder. It's a simple weight recorder. I'm going to show it to you. It's a simple weight recorder. I don't know if you can see that because of the glass. But it has a whole history of my weight. All of that is the history. You see that? That's the history of my weight. And it goes back like 3 years. And for 3 years, you got to get this. You got to get this. It's a simple weight recorder. And it's an app that you can get for your phone or for your pad, your Android pad or for your iPad. And for 3 years, this thing shows that I've been up and down with my weight, 225, 226, 206, 205, 231, up and down, up and down, up and down. You see the green? I don't know if you can see the green. But lately, the green shows that you're losing weight, and the red shows that you're gaining weight. And it gives you your weight, and it also gives you your BMI, amen, your body mass index, and it lets you know where you are as far as your weight and your body mass index. And I keep going up and down with this thing, but I made up my mind a month ago that it's over. It's over. I'm getting off the merry-go-round. I am getting off the merry-go-round. I'm getting off the seesaw. No more going around and around and up and down. No more. No more. It's over. My ideal weight for me to be healthy, for me to feel good about myself, is 185. My BMI will be healthy. And I keep saying I'm going down, but I will get to 200 or 205 and get content. And I will stay right there at 200 and 205. So now we're going all the way. We're going all the way. So what we did, a week after that, I was at 235. And a week later, I started the group on Periscope, where we are the transformation team, where we are dropping the pounds, and we're also dropping the weight. And Dana, Coach Dana, Apostle Dana is here. If you want to come in, the seat is open. You can come in and we can talk about what we've been doing and how we've been doing it and the progress that we've been making. And even for those of you who are on our Blog Talk Radio, you can weigh in and begin to talk to me about how you are doing with your weight loss goals and how you are working out and how this whole process is working for you. Amen. But we need to be, 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. We need to be prospering. and being in good health, even as our soul prospers. Amen. There is no reason for a saint of God, there's no reason for us, and I'm going to watch you come in, there's no reason for us to be overweight. There's no reason. There is no reason for us to be unhealthy. There's no reason. God bless you, Apostle. Good to see you. Good to see you. Second week in a row you came. I tell you, we make a great team.
Amen.
And you're looking good. Wow. So what's going on? What's going on?
Well, actually, I got a field in yesterday morning,
yeah.
And I was still at about 231, 232, which is still good, not 235. I had quite a few coats, though.
What is up with the coats?
I did, and I must say, because, and it's no excuse, but I, currently where I live is 45 minutes north of where I live. And I have to travel back and forth from time to time.
Okay.
And I did that on Saturday, and because I get tired going all the way to Milwaukee and then coming back to where I live now, that's 2 hours. And so when I get tired, I just get caffeine. So I had a coat Saturday, Sunday. I kind of saved it for Sunday, and then I had another coat last night and this day. So I realized I need some more water because I noticed that I have a taste for it. Does that make sense?
You have a taste for water or Coke?
And it's like, no, like now I want a Coke. And they're like, no, I think I've had too many now. No.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at the challenge in itself, it's been good for me because at least I don't have Coke and tea. Because I used to drink Coke and tea. And now that I don't, that helps me to realize a lot, you know, especially if I'm getting dehydrated or something, I realize that, you know, if I cut all the folks out all together, it's good to get 2 or 3 days at you know?
Yes, that's so, progress, one day at a time, yes.
But it's been good. I'm so glad to be on this challenge, especially with all the new things that are happening in and around me. So, yeah, it's been good.
And you know, we have to be careful. I'm so proud of you. I'm just so proud of you because, like you said, you're not doing the tea. You're just doing the coke.
Right.
But I gotta get up in your case now because the thing about the coke is once you give your body more than one coke. Okay, I had a coke. But you know what happens with the next coke? The next coke starts calling your name. Yeah. You know, so now what do you have to do? You have to actually go into the store and buy a Coke, or are you traveling with Coke?
My aunt recently bought a case of Coke. So there is a case in our
case of Coke.
And she said, I'm going to leave those out there because the population is in the house. You're going to be more apt to want to get. So it keeps you from going and purchasing extra. But if I have to travel the distance and I don't have it, then I'll say, okay, I can have the water and just go with that. And it's forcing me to see past what's available. I think there's people, and even as women, if we have something really accessible for us, we just go ahead and use it to be accessible. But if we force ourselves to say what our goals are, then we won't.
Coke, get the coffee, put the sugar in the coffee because I used to drink my coffee light and sweet. Now I drink my coffee with Splenda. So I put the Splenda in, and I'll even get a skim milk. It doesn't taste the same, but at least I'm still getting my caffeine. So I'll put in the Splenda. I'll put in the I still use the creamer, the Carnation creamer. So I use that. It's about 30 calories, but I use it no problem. I have one cup of coffee. When I drink soda, I did drink Diet Coke yesterday, but I had a choice. I could have had Sprite or strawberry. Oh, the strawberry soda is delicious. Oh, it's so good. Or I could have had Diet Coke.
Okay.
There were all three in this house. So guess what? I reached for the strawberry, but I thought about it. I was like, man, if I drink that strawberry soda, I'm going to want a second cup. So I went ahead and I got the Diet Coke. I got the Diet Coke because it was here, and I drank like three cups of the Diet Coke with some ice. And that was it. So we cannot, calories are the for people who drink beer, liquor, and soda. Those are the biggest hindrances to our weight loss process. Now, thank God I don't drink anymore.
Right.
But, you know, and a lot of people who listen to me probably are not drinkers. But that soda pop, man, that soda.
It gets it.
Yeah.
But I can attest to that, too. You know, when she said, when I would go to the bar and I have Coke, realize we're having Coke. So you were having two things.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't perfect. And, you know, even separate, they weren't good for you. So, you know, you get away from all of that, still alive. And I think once I stopped drinking, that's when I had Coke all the time. Once I stopped drinking alcohol, I had Coke all the time. So that was my second addiction that I had to get rid of. So when I broke that off, I went to tea. But then tea was just bad because it was just a sugary.
You put a lot of sugar in your tea?
You know, I skipped the tea that would be the instant.
Okay, so it already has sugar in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's another thing I let go of. But I haven't had tea in me.
Okay, now we are saying a word. I see you out there on blog. God bless you, daughter. I see you out there, Sister Lori. I see you listening over there. That's the thing. We are mentioning one word, and that's addiction. See, and that's what we have to remember, that a lot of us, all three of us, come out of addiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even there are a lot of people who will listen to this and who will even listen to the replay that are dealing with some form of addiction, whether it's food, sex, drugs, alcohol, that addiction. And that's the thing. We do the most excellent way, and one of our, what is it, the 10, baby, what is it, the 10 attitudes. The 10 attitudes of victorious living, one of them is I admit that I'm totally helpless against drugs and alcohol without the help of Jesus, without the help of the Lord. We have no power over that addiction. Oh, this is good. We have no power over that addiction without the help of God. Amen. But with God, oh, Jesus, oh, Lordy. With God, we can do all things. We can even say no to those things that are trying to pull us back and hinder us from being, doing, and having the things that God has called us to be, do, and have. Look, we can do this thing. We can beat Coke. We beat cocaine. We can beat Coca-Cola. Come on, somebody. Come on. We beat liquor. We can beat potato chips and dip. Come on.
Right.
We can do this thing. We can do it. And it's being challenged. That's why we're not on a diet. We're being challenged.
Right.
And that's what you said. You said, I thank God for this challenge, because that's what God is doing. He's challenging me. He's challenging me to challenge everybody else. He's challenging us to tap into the greater. He's challenging us to tap into the greater. Greater is He that's on the inside of me, the he that's in this world. You know, the devil's going to keep calling your name. The devil's calling my name. I mean, my God, because he wants to offer us all of this temporary gratification.
Right.
That will, it's not necessarily sinful to drink a Coke or to eat some chips. And I didn't tell you, I had some potato chips and dip over the weekend.
Right.
My husband is a junk food fanatic. He loves junk food. And he has this big, beautiful, delicious bag of chips on the coffee table with some dip, with some ranch onion dip. And he goes to sleep. And
that's it.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm just going to have a few of these potato chips. I'm just going to eat a few. I'm not going to eat a lot. I'm going to get a handful because we talked about that temptation. And not, so I picked up a handful. Nobody can eat just one potato chip.
not
even a handful.
Right.
I picked up another handful. I'm telling the truth. I'm ashamed of the devil. And then I picked up another handful. Those chips were so good. It was like 11:30, quarter to 12 Saturday night, and I'm sitting there eating chips to dip.
That's how I felt about the Pope.
Yeah.
That's how I feel exactly about the Pope. And it's funny because, you know what, we try so hard to do different things, but this is not a diet.
Yeah.
It's transforming of a lifestyle because it's necessary. And I know you can still hear. I'm in my bed.
Yes.
And it's early. It is early. So this is me. And I'm laying resting because I had the audition on Saturday and I did too much. As an older person, I have arthritis in my knee and my knee swelled up. It doubled in size. So it has yet to go down. And one thing I realized when I came home that evening, I realized that, one, I'm not as young as I used to be, but two, the weight that's on me has to come off.
Yeah,
this problem. And that's exactly where I am, you know, and I keep thinking, I think, you know what, I watch all the Periscopes, I listen to the Periscopes that Pastor Rebecca does, and I know that I have to stay focused on what's going to be better for me in the long run, that transition in the long run.
Yeah.
And it's funny that you said at the beginning of this, you know, we're eliminating, we're losing weight of not just body weight, but emotional, spiritual things, you know, people in our lives. People will say stuff to you negatively. That'll be a weight on yourself, on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And because of that negativity, some people will go, and then that's where the cold comes in. That's where the alcohol comes in. That's where the chips and the things come in.
Yes.
Because they're like, you know what? I feel better if I have these things, even though drinking alcohol is, you know, wine and spirit. But like I said, drinking a Coke is not a sin. It's what happens as a result that you kind of mess your temple up. All of that negativity that you let get on your shoulders.
Yes.
And then you try to wash out that negativity with the things that you like, and it's not helping, and it's not hurting 100%, but it's not good.
That's right.
And they don't, you know, and that's where a lot of that comes from.
Okay.
And that's where I am. Today is Monday. That audition was Saturday. And I'm about 65%. And I tried to go shopping today, and I said, I can't do this. I have got to go all the way down.
Yeah.
Because it's too much.
Yeah.
But I know, I realize I have to stay on this challenge, lose weight. I'm hoping to get down to at least 200.
Amen. Amen. And you're going to do it. You're going to do it. And you know what we may have to do? I've said this, and I have to retract from what I said, because I said if you want something, then have it. You know, I mean, if you realize that you can't have one Coke, and I realize I can't eat just one handful of potato chips, I'm going to have to eliminate that. I can't have the potato chips. You can't have the Coke. Not never, but just not now. You know, not forever, but just not now. You know, so we have to say, right now, this thing is not good for me. The Coke is not good for me. The chips are not good for me. Amen. So just right now, I just have to put this on the side. And then when I am where I need to be healthy, but if I'm addicted to it, that's another story, though. If I'm addicted to it, I need to get it off my plate, because the Paul says food for the belly and the belly for food. But he said, I will not be mastered by anything.
By anything, right.
And see, that's what we have to do. We have to get that word in there. And remember, look, Chips, you have no control over me. Coca-Cola, you have no control over me. I'm talking back to that devil. Come on. In the name of Jesus.
That's it. Amen.
You have no control over me. I'm not going to drink you right now. I'm not going to eat you right now. And for those who are struggling with drugs, we're talking about addiction. Talk back to that drug. You have no control over me. And then people, places, and things. I didn't go to 12 steps. I didn't go to NA or AA. God delivered me. You either?
Me either.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, this year, February, it will be 11 years.
Wow. Praise God.
And I just stopped.
Yeah. 20 for me this year. 20 years. 20
Man.
Years after being out there for about 20 years. Let's see, I started when I was maybe, started drinking when I was 14. I stopped when I was maybe 34.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 20 years. Yeah. 20 years in and 20 years out. So, and the best is yet to come. So your latter days shall be greater. You know, we made some mistakes in the past, but see, yesterday is gone. You know, and we're not going to get caught up on the former things. My God.
Right.
And that's why people, places, and things, the former things, what held us in that addiction? What's making us hold on to this fact? Let's make it a hold on. I got this 10 pounds around my waist. What's making us hold on to that? What's making me hold on to that?
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me say this to somebody who might be listening.
Yes.
You said, what is making me fat? What is making me hold on to these extra pounds?
Yes.
You know, and it's for me, but I'm gonna share this with somebody else. I've been separated in 2013. Our divorce was final in November. And I kept saying, because my doctor said, I did the thyroid medicine, I take. He said, well, you take this regularly, that way to come off, because you're, technically, you should be deceased. And I said, okay, no big deal, fine. It hasn't come off. We're talking, I said, we're going on 2 years, okay? And I'm like, well, why is the weight coming off? And they're not sure why and all of that, but just with what you said, the Lord said, that's why you can't lose weight. You're holding on to the fact that you no longer have a husband.
Wow.
And you're trying to have an extra when it's just you, and you need to just love you.
Jesus.
And that's what happens with other people. You know, people say, oh, she got fat. The love of her, she ain't even look good no more. Now she's fat. And I'm not saying that just for me. I'm saying that for a lot of women that go through that, it's because we be trying to find something. And I'm not using good English. But we try to find something that will suffice with us so we no longer have that extra. And that is something to be delivered from, too. We're addicted from having extra when extra wasn't good for us in the first place, especially if at this point we're divorced.
Yeah.
What wasn't good for us, too, we're still trying to find, you know, a common place somewhere, but we eat something. So we sit down and we don't exercise. We don't think about anything. We just go through the daily motions, like going to work, go home, or going to church, go home. And it comes down to we have to be able to say, I'm better than this. Not that whole situation was bad, but I'm better than this. The situation is over. There's no need to even bring it up. But I'm better than this. I deserve to be healthy. I deserve to be the way my body was supposed to be. I deserve to honor my Father in heaven by taking care of my temple. And if he desires for me to be a little larger than I am, then I still must be accepting to the fact that I'm beautiful. I'm fearful. I'm glad you said that, because the Holy Spirit said, there, ding, ding, ding. There you go, Shayna. This is all we want for this.
Yes. I know. I identify. Amen. I identify because I hold on to the weight. I was holding on to the weight because I did not want to be desirable, because I did not want to be sexy, because I used my body for so long as a tool to attract men to me, and it just got me in a whole lot of trouble. So when I got saved, I allowed the extra weight, even after I had the baby, I allowed the extra weight to be a protective shield once I got married. So it's the opposite from even what you're saying, to be a shield to protect me. Am I delivered from looseness, you know, from just being loose, you know? And sometimes we don't know if we're really delivered if we're using self-manufactured mechanisms ourselves. How do we know if God has actually done the work in our lives that needs to be done? If we're shielding it, like Adam and Eve, we're creating our own aprons. We're putting our own apron of leaves on. And God is saying, no, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me with your emotions. A lot of times, instead of dealing with the pain, you talked about the pain of the breakup, of the divorce. Maybe you didn't even talk about the pain, but to deal, it had to be painful because that's a part that was a part of you for so long. You know, so dealing with the pain of life will make you eat. When my husband was diagnosed with cancer, from March until July, I didn't get on the scale. When I got on the scale in July, I was at 235.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked up that weight because eating helped to medicate me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do. We use food to numb ourselves. It's a drug of choice.
Right.
It's a drug of choice. And we have to, oh, my God, you just opened something up there.
Yeah. It's another form of addiction.
Yeah.
It's another, it goes back to that word. We're addicted to something that will help us feel comfortable. And that could be anything. That could be, like I said, another form of a drug. It could be the burger. It could be anything. Anything that is extra. And you know, we all know the word. We know the word is so that, you know, anything that's for his cancer or whatnot, we all talk for it says don't be blessed. So when we come down to deciding, okay, this may not be bad for me because the Lord is ahead of my life, but if I have 15 of this thing that may not be bad to me, it's going to be bad.
Oh, that's the trap, because you can eat one or drink one, but then one is not enough, and you find yourself grabbing for the next one and going for the next one. What I realized in my house is that when I started this challenge and I stopped eating the junk food got stale in my house, and there are four people in this house. So my kids were not eating it. My husband wasn't eating it. Greedy me. At that time, that's greedy me is gone. But I was greedy me. I was like, no, let me get my food first. No, I want to pick the best piece of chicken. No, you know, and now it's crazy.
I get that. I get that.
But that girl is gone. That girl is gone. And what we have to do, and even with, you know, all of the heartbreak that we've had in life, is we have to allow the Lord to heal us.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first step. Allow the God to heal us and not allow the reach for the food to medicate us or to numb us. You know, so I want to be healed. I want to be healed for real. And I was praying today. I said, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you. Because I felt myself getting mean. You know, I felt myself getting like, you know, like on edge, you know. And that's that emotional drive that would drive you to eat. And for a lot of people, would drive them to drink, you know. But that's that thing that will drive you to pick up a donut or pick up some cake, you know. And before you know it, you've whooped it down or you gobbled it down, and it's like, it's in there.
And it's good. Right. Nothing you can do about it.
Oh, well, I might as well have another one. But the devil is a liar. Come on, somebody. The devil is a liar. We have the victory over food. We have the victory over addiction. There's no addiction. No, we're not addicted to I'm addicted to Jesus. Come on. We're not addicted. We don't need drugs. We don't need alcohol. We don't need food. We don't need anything that's going to hinder that habit that's going to hinder us from our mobility. And this year, we need mobility. Oh, my God. We need to be able to get up and go. We need mobility in this year, and I'm just thanking God for the ability, amen, to cut the ties with the devil, because there's nobody but the devil who will come in and try to hinder the plan of God. The Bible says the thief, the devil, comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we're not going to allow the devil to have any victory or get any glory out of our lives. Amen. Because we are the victorious in Christ Jesus. I'm just a preacher. I'm always preaching. I'm always preaching.
Yes.
I was born to preach.
Let the Lord use you.
No, and that's another thing. Oh, you said something good, Apostle. People. I could stop right there. I just preached the whole sermon, Sister Lori. People.
Yes.
People. That's another hindrance. People. People in their mouths. People, I saw you on Facebook before I came over here. I hit up on Facebook, and you were telling somebody, "Well, don't come for me." You said, "Don't come for me."
I was just going to say that I talk about people, and I think it's the experience that I'm going through right now. You know, when people ask me about changes, but I'm no longer in the city, you know, I'm displaced. I don't say anything other than that, but I'm just like, it's not a bad thing. I'm going through a transition. And this transition I'm in is really an eye-opener to a lot of things.
Yeah.
And one thing I realize, and all that God is doing for me, and all that He's released in me, and all of that, all that He's getting me to do, the climate, title or not, people will hold you to a certain standard, matter what. Even if they see holiness, they want to cause you to be.
My God.
I have experienced in the past 2 weeks when somebody has said to me, I'm either a holy roller or I'm holier than thou. And I thought to myself, at first I felt insulted until I realized that the word tells us to be. Oh. And I said, yeah, you know what, this is the problem. That's all I said. And their family. And I said, hold up, don't tell me that I am a holy roller, because if you read your word, you cut your tongue. That's the end of that. And you're right. People, there. We can have Sunday service for the next 2 weeks.
We are part of the people because we allow people to stop us. We allow people's opinions of us to impact our performance for the Lord. And we have to get to a point where we are just breaking every chain. Oh, come on, somebody. Breaking every chain and getting out there and saying, I don't care what people think about me. I'm just going to do what God called me to do. He created me for this purpose. We're going to find our purpose, and we're going to do our purpose. Amen. And that's the thing. It's like title or no title. You know, I'm a prophet. I don't walk around here. I don't use prophet because people want to pull on you for a prophetic word.
Yes.
So I don't want to be under that kind of pressure. So don't put me under that kind of pressure. So I operate, though, heavily in the prophetic, though. And we've been commissioned as prophet and apostle. You as apostle, me as prophet. But I don't need to be running around telling people who I am. You talk to me. If you talk to me long enough, you will know who I am.
Right.
The anointing on my life is evident, and that's the same with you, Apostle. The anointing on your life is evident. And you know, God told me to tell you, I'm going to tell you, because God told me to tell you, stop fighting with these folk, because they have been sent by the devil. They are on divine assignment. They are on demonic assignment. They are not on assignment from God. They have not been sent from God. And I'm not saying that they're the devil, you know. I'm not saying that. But the devil will use people that love you, that you love. The devil will use family. But you have to understand that this is an attack against your identity, and what they want you to do is revert back to go in reverse. They see you advancing. They see you making progress. They see you moving into the other realm. My God, they see that you're no longer in this realm. They see that you're in the holiest of holies. Amen. The holiest of holies. They see that you've entered in and that you've tapped in and that there's a difference even on your countenance. My God, that the glory is just being released over your life. So that's the assignment that the devil sends out demons on assignment. Say, go get her. Stop her. Don't let her lose that weight. Don't let her reach that goal. Don't let her move forth in that ministry assignment. Go get her and stop her. Whatever you have to do, because you have to call her name. Just, the Bible says, blessed are we going to be persecuted for God and for his name's sake. So I don't care, you know, what they call you. God says, stop fighting. You fought with them long enough.
Yes, yes, your Lord.
Stop fighting with these people. You don't have nothing to prove. And, you know, I had to get to that point. You know, my husband said to me, Pastor Anthony said to me, he said, I don't know if I want you to lose the weight.
Amen.
And I said to myself, devil, you a liar. he's listening now. Because I'm losing this weight. You know, he was joking, mm-hmm. but I'm losing this weight. You know,
right.
And I was joking around with him and I was saying, you know what, when this weight comes off, you know, watch me, you know, because then I will be, I mean, we're already beautiful. You know, I look at you, I look at myself, we're already beautiful. I mean, can you imagine, we're going to be fair.
Oh, right. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I mean, really, when you think about it, we're going to be fierce, even more so. You're bad now. You're going to be fierce. And, you know, because people will see God's glory when we dare to be who he created us to be and stop hiding behind the extra weight.
Right.
Amen. Then truly, I believe God can get the glory. Amen. God bless you. Is that a question? Why can't I find a good woman with money?
Yeah.
Mister, come on in the room and talk to us. Let's see what you're talking about, even though it's a little off topic, but let's see who we're talking to. Come on and show your face, because maybe as I put this video out on my Woman to Woman platform where there are 4,000 women, maybe somebody might see you and say,
mm-hmm.
you know, at least an introduction. Maybe I could introduce you to somebody. Amen. If you're looking for a wife. You gotta be looking for a wife, though, Mister. We're not doing nothing else but marrying up in here. Amen. We're not playing house. Amen. I'm always ending up with broke women. Ain't got a pot to piss in. Or a window to throw it out of. My mother used to say that. Ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of.
Yeah.
Okay, so and you know, even I'm going to take a few minutes. We're going to take a few minutes and deal with that since you asked. Where are you looking? You know, that's one thing. Who are you developed to the point of being that good man? Because you will begin to attract to you or find that wife when you become the husband that you need to be. So it's a matter of you developing yourself to get ready for the mission, mister. Amen. So it's a matter of you being the best you that you can be and then being in the right arena. And then what are you basing your criteria on? See, a lot of men base their criteria on looks. She has to have long hair. She has to have a certain skin complexion. She has to have a certain figure, hourglass figure. You know, it's okay to want a woman with money, a woman with a job. But you have to make sure that you're not just basing your criteria on the superficial.
Right.
You know,
Amen.
And that you're the right man for that good woman. Amen. So I pray that answers your question. If not, we'll be talking about relationships again maybe next week, and you could come back, or you could come in and see. Now I do. I don't believe in quenching the spirit. If the Holy Ghost sent you here, and we can help you find that woman, then we're more than happy to assist you.
Amen.
So come on in. The seat is open, Mr. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I talk about that. We have a book. Let me recommend my book to you. Is he still here? He's gone.
Or did he leave?
Is that him? Broken camera?
Oh, there was one. He had another with five. He said nothing.
Okay. Okay, I see. Okay, because another thing is, I don't know what I was going to say, so we'll move on since he said no thanks. But I hope that helped you to answer your question, that you have to be, and then you have to be looking in the right place. And then I have a book, I was saying my book, Making Marriage and Relationships Work. Get that book. One thing that we were talking about tonight is dealing with your issues. We're talking about losing weight so that we can be the best that we can be. And one of the things that we have to do in order to do that is deal with our issues. Do you have anything for him? I see you put something. And I want you to say it because we're being recorded, too, you just told him.
I just wanted to share with Mr. that when God works on you and he makes you ready for that right one, he'll show you who that right one is. He'll give you a visual. He'll give you a name. He'll give you her. But the word says, the man who finds a wife finds a good thing. You're going to find the one, but you're not searching for the one. As Pastor Rebecca said, where are you looking? Who are you looking at? You know, and who are you? Because you could be attracting something that you don't desire. So that would mean just moving the focus off who they are and just allow God to do whatever he needs to do in you so that you're prepared for the right one. I'm sure you have great qualities, and the right one has great qualities for you.
All right. Well, we have
broken camera.
This is Mr. coming. Broken camera. Okay. I thought you were in for a second. But that's, and then prayer. If you are a man of prayer, pray and ask the Lord to show you where that woman is. Ask him to show you where your wife is. And then what are your motives in finding this woman? What are you looking for? What do you want her for? What are your, I always ask men, I tell my girls to ask the men, what are your intentions? What are your intentions? Amen. What are you going to do with that good woman? So those are some things that you want to consider. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So, and you're going to, we don't know much about you, your age, but take this advice that you've gotten today and apply it and begin to continue to develop yourself, be who you are. Obviously, you have some money. Obviously, you have a career because, you say you do, they don't have anything, which means you must have something. And get your relationship tight with God. You know, again, God says, as you delight yourself in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. So,
amen.
So,
amen.
Well, he made a cameo appearance.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. So I hope we help them.
Yes, I hope so as well. God will help you too.
Yes. So we have about 10 more minutes. Sister Lori, I don't know if you have anything that you want to add. I can put you in the air. If you just hit press 1, I'll put you in the air and you can come on the air. If you just press 1, I'll put you in the air. So she's listening. Sister Lori is thin. I mean, she's skinny, actually. Is that an insult? She's very swelled.
Okay.
Yeah, she's very swell, and she doesn't have any weight problems. But I know she has something. She might not have physical weight problems,
right?
But she might be able to add when we talk about the emotional weight, and that's another thing. People will weigh you down. The pressure that people put on your shoulders, they think you should be a certain place and act be a certain way. But now they're living your life, you know. So we have to make up our minds that we're going to live our lives. I'm going to live my life.
Right.
Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, you're right. I believe that I think we all come to a point where we have to decide that we are going to live our lives regardless of people. And that weight, that emotional barrier, that heaviness is almost like, you remember when you watched Popeye's and Brutus always lift those weights, you know, and there was that couple point, and even Popeye, but then when he didn't have his finish and he couldn't do it, it's almost as if you don't have the Lord and if you don't have the Word, you can't lift those weights off you, you can't push those weights off you. Those people and what they say who are just so, oh my, thank God. Because that is it. It's like you said earlier, people. You just say people, and that would be enough.
Yeah, they'll drive. You know, they say, you're going to drive me to drink. You know, you're going to drive me to, you know. And the thing about it is, why do we give people that kind of power? And when I said the thing about not letting people impact us, I had to deal with that because, man, I went through a season last year. I mean, and on top of the cancer, with people coming against me, before the cancer diagnosis, I had already gone through a whole year of being ostracized, a whole year of being persecuted, a whole year of people slandering my name. I mean, a whole year of people talking about me and people getting their, you know how people get their cut buddies, they get their buddies to say, you don't want to go around her because she da 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 da. And I had not done anything to these people but help them. Because you know my heart. That's what you've known me since Rise. We've known each other since Rise. You know, and then people, and I let that thing just, because these were people that I love. People that I care about, people that I work in ministry with. And what did David say? The same people that I went to church with, the same people that I praised God with, the same people that sat down and ate with me, those are the people coming against me. And it hurts. It hurts. You know,
and
but go ahead.
The funny part about it, if I can share this part, the funny part about it is people... Why do we give them that much leeway in our lives? I think there's it comes down to letting the flesh die.
Oh.
We don't cut our flesh like we should.
You just lay me in the spirit with that one.
We don't cut people out.
Wait, say that again.
If we don't cut the flesh like we should, then we don't know how to cut the people off like we should. Because our flesh wants that connection. We want that feeling. We want to know people are so, they want us. They want to be a part of our lives. And they love what we do. We want all of that. We want all of that positiveness. We want all of that. There's a word I'm looking for. We want them to agree with us on everything. We want them to say to us, oh, yes, we want them to give us our props.
Yeah.
When they don't give us our props and they have that negativity against us, then we put that on our shoulders like, why? Woe is me and all of that. And that's not even necessary. But if we cut the flesh down,
wow.
So we cut the flesh down and we do what the word says, then that's not, and I say that I don't understand where you're coming from because I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because it could be, it still takes me, and I don't even know why. I'm glad she said to me that I don't have to fight. Thank you, Lord, for using her. That I don't have to fight with people anymore about what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to, because it takes every piece of me to really shut the flesh down not just ministry, but business.
Yeah.
Not just business, but life in general. I mean, an experience I've gone through in the past 3 months, I never thought I would be in that place. But the last thing I need somebody to do this January 4th is to say to me that, well, you went through this in September. So what? That was September. It's over. Matter of fact, it's in 2015. You know, you're so busy looking at September that you try to hold me back that I can't see if June of 2016. But
wow.
That's where we have to cut that stuff down, cut those people off. Cut that, and it comes down to just dying to the flesh. I don't need you.
Wow.
I don't need you to co-sign about nothing. When I know the Lord calls, the Lord calls, and whatever I have to go through to get to that point, to get to whatever work I have to do, whatever assignment I'm on, whatever I have to do, so that in the end, I can hear the Lord say, well done, I'm going to make a perfect, I have a place in heaven. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not even necessary.
Wow. Oh, amen, 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 amen. The flesh, we have to die to the flesh. We have to die to the flesh. And that's what we're talking about on this broadcast today when we're talking about losing that weight, dropping the weight, drop the weight, drop the weight of people and people's opinions. Die to the flesh. That's so powerful. Die to the flesh. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow, wow. I pray somebody is being blessed by this. I pray you're being blessed by this recording because this is what it's about. It's about the reason that we are overweight. A lot of that reasoning is because of emotional baggage.
Yeah.
And we have to drop, like Apostle said, we have to die to our flesh. You got to get to the point where you're like not being controlled by people or even your own self and your own desires and your own flesh. Amen. So I encourage you to do that. What Apostle Dana just said, die to the flesh. Get over people. Amen. Get to a point where you are no longer controlled by what people think and say about you. Don't go running back to old battles. Amen. Apostle, I don't see you. I have you on the air. Can you say something? Okay, so she's going to come back. But don't go running back to the old people, old stuff, old battles, amen. You've already won that battle, amen. I won't let you back in, Apostle. Oh, man. We only had a couple more minutes, and I just wanted to get your closing remarks before we went off the air. So I'm gonna kick you. I'm coming. She gotta come back in, but while she's coming back in, let me go over what we're doing. We are on Periscope. And we are in the second month of our 90, we're almost at the end of the first month of our 90-day challenge, transformation challenge. We are dropping the pounds. We are dropping the pounds, the physical weight as well as the emotional weight. So follow us on Periscope. Follow me on Periscope, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Pastor Rebecca S. on Periscope, and become a part of that challenge. We weigh in every Wednesday. We are dropping the pounds. And now this is the challenge. The challenge is to eat healthy food. Get rid of the fried food. Get rid of the junk food. Amen. Eat a healthy diet. Move. Exercise. 30 minutes a day. Give yourself 30 minutes a day of exercise. Drink water. Drink your waters. Eat your fruit. Eat your vegetables. Amen. Get at least 7 hours of sleep. Get your rest. Eliminate stress. Don't allow yourself to get stressed out. See your stay motivated. So these are the keys. These are the tools that we're using. We are dropping pounds. Since January the 1st, I weighed in at 235 on January the 1st. Today, I weighed 226 pounds. since January the 1st. I weighed in at 235 on January the 1st. Today, I weighed in at 226 pounds. I'm telling you, if you work this plan, it will work for you. Amen. So I encourage you to join us on Periscope. Apostle Coach Dana Williamson could not get back in. She blab won't let her back in, my God. But I thank God for her being with us on today. I thank you, Sister Lori, for being with us on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for all who are listening to this recording. Listen, you can be, do, and have everything that God has called you to be, do, and have. Amen. There are no limits. There are no impossibilities with God. Amen. So allow God to be God in your life. You kick that addiction, whether it's food, a man, whether it's work, whether it's drugs or alcohol. You have the power over that addiction. Amen. The addiction does not have to consume or control you. Amen. Let God be greater. Let God in you be greater than anything that's trying to hinder you or try to control you from the outside. Amen. So I challenge you. Every week I'm going to bring it over to Blab. Today, you can be a part of our challenge. Weigh in next Monday. You can come and be a part of our challenge. Weigh in. And the broadcast is not going to be about losing weight next week, but we will implement it into our every broadcast where you can actually be a part of losing that weight. So God bless you. Remember, give yourself 30 minutes of exercise every single day. Amen. Eat right. Eat healthy foods. No fried foods. Drink your water. Don't drink your calories. Get your sleep. Stay positive. Stay motivated. Read your Bible. Pray and believe God. Amen. And those pounds are coming off. So God bless you. I love you. Amen. And I'll see you next week. Tell somebody about Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. We'll be recording every week, and this recording will show on Facebook tomorrow. You will see the Woman to Woman show with Pastor Rebecca airing on Facebook tomorrow on the Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca page. You like my page over there. God bless you. We are New Creation Christian Ministries, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. And if you're in the area, we start our services at 12:30. Come and be a part. And as we talk about addiction, we have the Most Excellent Way Addiction Recovery Group on Thursday, so you can come and be a part of that at 7:30 on Thursday night. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Amen.